You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. And by the way, it's 19-10 UConn. We'll get to that in the sports
rep. You could have turned your sets off there, Mark.
19-10 UConn, Rob Parker. Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or the home loan, especially now in 2014, that you're looking for? If so, you got to contact United. That's United Credit, Rob.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They're a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees, even higher auto insurance, Mark.
With over 10 years' experience, they've got an A+, that's A+ rating, with the Better Business Bureau and have achieved results for thousands, I'm telling you, thousands of satisfied clients.
So let them help you restore your score.
Restore the score. You've heard of restore the roar. Restore the score.
And get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone and call them at 877-274-7654.
That's 877-274-7654 for United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United Credit.
That was a different one.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
All right, come on, let's do this thing.
All right, time for a sports wrap is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit, Mark. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
Nobody playing locally on this Monday. Tigers are out west. Interleague Series with the L.A. Dodgers starts tomorrow. Max Scherzer and Dan Heron. Wings will be in Buffalo. Yep, they're shuffling off to Buffalo. They're eating Buffalo wings, the whole deal. On Tuesday, while the Pistons are down in Atlanta, local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and Man presented by Sporty Cuts. College basketball national championship going on right now. Last we looked, 19-10. UConn over Kentucky. Long way to go before this sucker's done tonight. John Calipari, Kevin Ollie. Tomorrow, the UConn women go for the championship. They're unbeaten against fellow unbeaten Notre Dame. Gino Auriemma going for what, number 9? That would be number 9. No games in the NBA as usual on college championship night. NHL Monday. The goal by Mark Giordano is holding up for Calgary over Jersey 1-0. Same Minnesota over Winnipeg second and Charlie Coyle's goal. And Anaheim-Vancouver going about 23 minutes. Baseball tonight, American League. And this afternoon, Yankees in Derek Jeter's final New York opener at home. Beat the Orioles 4-2. O's not having some fun, although they did have some fun at Comerica yesterday. Angels over the Astros 9-1. C.J. Wilson, a four-hitter. A's beat the Twins 8-3 in Minnesota. Scott Kazmir is now 2-0. Prince Fielder's 0-3 tonight. He's hitting 148 as we speak. Red Sox lead the Rangers at Fenway 2-1 in the eighth. And the Royals now in the fifth inning lead the Rays. Same score, 1-0. Nationally, Cardinals beat the Reds 5-3. Brewers-Phillies postpone rain. They'll make it up tomorrow. Two interleague games, one already washed out. Indians and Padres in Cleveland. And the Rockies are playing the White Sox at Coors in Denver. 2-0 Colorado in the third. Carlos Gonzalez, his third homer. Practice rounds at Augusta National get underway early tomorrow. The Masters begins Thursday. NASCAR at Texas, the Duck Commander 500 was postponed until today. The winner, Joey Logano, the seventh different winner in seven races so far in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Tour. Logano passed Jeff Gordon on the final lap to win at the Texas Motor Speedway. His fourth career victory. Darlington is next on the slate Saturday night, and that is your sports wrap. Here we are 22 minutes away from being done with a Monday. Tomorrow, don't forget, tomorrow is a thing. Tomorrow, we're not just fooling around here, Rob. You know what tomorrow is, don't you? Do you have any idea?
Yes, it's a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday.
Hit the thing, Gary. Trash Talking Tuesday, we want to be here for that. We do it on Twitter, too. This is a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
That's right.
Don't
so make sure you join us tomorrow for that.
And you'll want to use the hashtag TTTT, Richie P. You're on Sports Night with Parker Demand, back on the fan. Hi, Rich.
Hello. First, I want to congratulate you guys for back in the radio.
Well, appreciate that, Rich. Thank you.
Back in radio?
Yeah.
We've been on. We just haven't been on together.
Back together, right.
There you go.
Yeah, and this is E's dad. You know, I wanted to tell you guys, UConn guards are too quick, and everyone said that Niles was the deciding factor to, I mean, to step up. He's been stepping up for Boatwright. Now, Boatwright, I've been listening to your show. I haven't got Niles and watched my beloved UConn Huskies. But Niles, he's been stepping up for Boatwright. Boatwright could have went out last year and been a first or second ball all round. If I'm not lying, I think he's lighting it up now, isn't he?
No, I agree with Boatwright. I think Boatwright had some problems, some issues that were not so much on-court issues that I think prevented him from really testing the NBA waters last year. So I agree with that part. I think he was certainly physically ready to play in the league.
And then another thing, what's going to, for my Lady Huskies, Notre Dame has kept us from going for number 11. They've knocked us out. And don't forget, we would have played each other twice if they didn't care about
Rich, can I ask, hold on. Since you're a Husky Nation guy, can I ask you a question seriously?
Yeah. You can ask me whatever you want about my
you know,
Huskies.
I love the fact that, you know, success is great. There's no doubt. And Gino Auriemma had his first 2 years with were terrible at UConn. He was under 500. Then he busted it out.
But how is that fun?
Hold on. I wrote this down.
How is it fun to keep watching the same team win all the time?
I'm going
to
ask him that part, but hold on. Hold on, Rich. I wrote this down. And so let me – Gino Auriemma, 7 titles in the last 15 years, going for his 5th unbeaten season. His lifetime record is 877-133. That's 87% win totals. He has 8 overall championships. He has only one season of more than 5 losses – since 1993, in the last 20 years, Gino Auriemma in your precious women's Husky basketball has lost 57 total games in 20 years. Tell me how, like Rob said, how is that a good time?
Okay, number one, I'm going to tell you something, all right, because I'm from the East Coast. UConn alumni is like the beloved, and I'm not putting them down for you U of M people, is like a smaller U of M. Okay, you've already alluded that in your show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, fans are fickle. They hate a team that wins too much. They jump off the bandwagon. And they don't like a team that loses too much. To me, it's fun. Auriemma said it the other day. I don't know if he really meant it. Maybe he did because of the challenge. But he said that he would like it to be the underdog. He's tired of winning more or less. I mean, if you read between the lines.
You know what's funny is, and you could probably go do your research. I was always told this. Go look at the Yankees in the 50s and the Reds and the Celtics in the 50s when they won all those championships. You know the actual attendance actually went down? Did you know that?
Of course it
did. Yeah,
they went down. People were like, okay, I've seen this. Okay?
I liked them when the Joe Pepitone and Tommy Trash and Horace Clark played for the Yankees. Mantha was at the end of his career. What were they doing then, Rob? They were losing. So I was a fickle fan then. And then when I realized, God bless the man, when he started dying, old man Steinbrenner, he bought all the teams, and they started winning again. And toward the end, I started liking them.
Yeah, but it was really the opposite, to be honest. When he was buying all the teams, they didn't win. They didn't win for 17 years. It was until they got the core guys came through their farm system that actually the Yankees started to win again.
Hey, Don Mattingly played in how many postseasons?
One.
The end?
The last year, and that was 95 against Seattle, and they lost. But Steinbrenner went 17 years when he bought all these players, and then they developed Posada and Jeter and Mariano and Pettit. And Bernie Williams, that's when they won.
Farm stuff.
When you were at Southern Connecticut, West Haven Yankees had a hell of a farm system, and so did the Oakland A's. Because I seen Guidry pitch up for the West Haven Yankees. They had, who else did they have? They had a heck of a team for the West Haven Yankees. Do you remember that squad?
I remember those guys during that time, but I can't remember. I remember the West Haven Yankees, but...
Yeah, they were good, but you were right. He went out and spent money on Messersmith.
He bought all those guys, and they never won. I remember when the Yankees bullpen, they had Goose Gossage, Raleigh Eastwick. Remember Mark? And who was the other guy? They had 3 closers. He signed.
Not the big tub of goo. They have Terry Forster.
They had another closer. The Yankees had 3, and then
the big tub of goo.
No, what was Clay?
No, they had Goose.
Clay Carroll.
They had Gossage. They had
Raleigh Eastwick. And they had somebody else. They had 3 closers.
Sparky Lyle? Is he still
there? And Sparky Lyle might have still been there.
If he was, it was toward the end. Because remember where Sparky first came from was the Red Sox.
Yeah, he was a Red Sox Nation guy.
I hate to admit it
Rich,
radio, but I
still have
Red
to get
Sox
back
fan.
To this idea. I don't know how you guys can stay. I mean, every night with the 40-point wins in women's basketball, I don't know where that would be intriguing.
That's big in Connecticut.
I love it. Notre Dame, I think, might beat us tomorrow. I hate to say it.
Good. I hope so. You know what? I hope so.
Oh, stop.
I hope you lose.
They knocked us out.
And I hate Notre Dame, and I hope you lose.
Me too. I do too. They should be going for number 11. They beat my beloved UCLA team, Notre Dame. Remember that big streak they had, and UCLA Notre Dame boys knocked them out, man.
And you know what else I hope? I hope some big girl at Notre Dame just runs over Auriemma.
Can I tell you something? If that girl that played for Delaware had got decommitted and went to UConn, we would have had three more national.
Are you talking about that good-looking one?
She's about Delavadova
or Elena Delavadova?
Yeah, her.
Dude.
That girl could go, and when I almost cried when she decommitted.
Right, because she was going to UConn, then went to Delaware to be closer to her ailing sister or something.
Yeah, if you remember, they did a special on
ESPN,
and her parents said they didn't have to wake her up; they'd come chase her for practice. And
right.
Then she quit.
Elena Delavadova, I want to say her name was.
That was her, and she could go. If she had stayed there, we would have had three more national championships.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Rich, man.
We appreciate it.
We're doing this is UConn Husky basketball.
What is this, WELI in New Haven?
In Connecticut. We're all over Husky basketball. What is the score, by the way? Because I can't see it as much as you can.
It is, what is
it? 26-15? UConn over
UConn,
Kentucky?
I told you they came out running out.
All right, well, let me just get this real quick, and we have last call time. If you didn't see it, Lexi Thompson won the Nabisco Dinosaur, whatever the hell it's called now. And I was actually watching like a dork. Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, so what are you going to do about it? That's the way it goes. Lexi Thompson is 19 years old. She kind of busted onto the scene when she was 15. Of course, it's the one piece of paper note that I can't find to save my life. And it was right here. Oh, here she is. Her first major at the age of 19. It's out there in beautiful Rancho Mirage, California. They did a featurette on her as the progress of Sunday was moving along, as the tournament was going along in the final round. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. It was a strange but really sexy feature on this 19-year-old. Now, she's, you know, they couldn't have done this when she was 15 or 16 or maybe even 17, probably not even at 18. But at 19, they're showing her kind of sashaying around, Rob. She's got these huge pumps on. I mean, and they just showed her feet. Wink, wink.
Well,
at the end of it. So she's doing her thing. She's all dressed up. She's all make-upped up. She's doing her, you know, this is all the LPGA says they don't want. Doing it, except for other people. So then she's doing her, and at the end, she has this gold dust, and she goes like this, if I can look at the camera. She goes, and blows the gold dust into the air with this provocative, like, look to her. Dude, this is on supposedly a major golf championship. Why do I just not see Vijay Singh, you know, showing him sashaying and pumps? You know, at the end, Vijay goes, blows like kisses or gold dust to the audience.
Stop.
Or pick any old crappy golfer you want, you know, Lee Jansen, Ernie
Els. Oh, no.
Who's running to the tour next to the senior tour? Oh, Davis Love, the third.
What was your father's name?
Davis Love, the eighth. So did nobody, what am I asking? There's nobody who watched the Nabisco Dinosaur golf. But is that okay? Were you cool with Lexi Thompson being shown in that form? Oh, they don't want Polina Gretzky on the cover of Golf Digest because they're a serious golf tour, but it's okay to have to show. And I'm wink-winking at the people who know what I'm talking about with the feet shot of Lexi Thompson and then the blowing the gold dust thing. Hello? Is this on? 248-848-1130. It's last call
blowout.
Time.
It's a rout. 30-15. 5.5.
Look at this. Look what's
so
happening
far.
Tonight in the Big D in Arlington,
we
Texas.
We've got to get it down to about 6 or 8 at the half, and they'll be all right.
You can watch us. ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com.
Just sent my money in today.
There you go, old man. And the AARP thanks you, Rob Parker. Last call time. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
The following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
UConn leads 10. Gerald, you'll be up for last call time. What? You know, the pothole season thing, we talked about it so much because Expert Car Care is there to take care of you. If you're one of those victims out there, your car, your truck, your van, the pros are ready for you. Big Mike and his guys and gals and people at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road, safe and sound, in no time, sometimes the same day.
Expert Car Care, that's X-P-E-R-T. Services everything, top to bottom, A to Z. It could be as something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or a transmission. They'll take care of you. And mention these two cats right here at Last Call Time.
That's right, Parker and the Man, and you'll receive not only a free oil change with work done, with all work done, Mark, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
Right then and there. It's $100, over $100 in savings passed down to you just for saying Parker and the Man. So Expert Car Care, it's got those locations for you. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Make it a habit. Get over there. I mean, they'll fix it up for you. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, Rob doesn't get how guys like to take free balls from like 30 feet anymore.
Mark, that was a ridiculous shot.
Rob, I'm a hip with the kids, okay? Listen to me. That's how we ball the 2-1 in the 21st century. That's how we ball.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny is Kentucky's already made a comeback. They're only down by 7 now.
Come on, dog. That's how we ball 15. In the 2-1. That's how we do it.
All right, 248-848-1130, Mr. Hip.
Gerald, last call time. Sports Night with Parker and Man back on the Fan. Hi, Gerald.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, you know, I hear the man talking about, is it not interesting to keep winning? Let me just ask you, fellas, something. When you sit at a slot machine or you're at the table and you keep winning, you tell me the fool that tells me they want to leave because it's not interesting to keep winning, because I'm going to keep winning till the day I die, guys.
But wait a minute. That's different. But are you paying money to go in to watch the same thing you've watched? I'm just saying, it becomes an experience. It's like anything else. You love ice cream until you work at the ice cream factory, right?
Oh, that's a true statement, but if I'm going to keep paying ticket prices that are as steep as they are today, I want to see wins. I don't want to see no Pistons baloney.
I get that, but after a while, I'm just saying, like, you cherish these moments, teams that are waiting for your team to win. If they win 5 World Series in a row or 10 in a row, after a while, I've been there. I've had that moment.
Hold on a second. Hey, Gerald, you know what? The fact that the Wings start begging now to have ticket sales, this didn't start just now.
Right.
And they've made the playoffs 21 straight. I think people even started to fall off the boards after the fourth Stanley Cup.
I've seen it. Okay, I've been there. I've seen the big games. I've done it.
I think they want to see a resurrection now. I think they want to see it drop a little bit and now build it back up again with new people.
I mean, hey, I agree with you. A little adversity never hurt nobody, but I love seeing a win.
You're right.
You want the big girl to get run over, or to run over Ariana? I mean, come on, man. The only running over is him running over Notre Dame.
I want a big girl at Notre Dame to run the hell out of Gino Auriemma.
She's a big girl. She's a big
just
girl.
Just smashed to kingdom come.
The locker room calling a mother crying after this loss they're going to take. And you see them Huskies howling, baby, taking cheating Calipari down, man. He ain't nothing but a cheater.
How's he cheated? Because he got left two programs in ruin? Is that what you're saying?
What he did was he left them in ruin after he cheated. And now it ain't hard to go recruit these kids and throw a little money in their pocket and give them not only
all right, so wait a minute. So who's the blame?
Sleep to live in with a poster above their bed of themselves. I mean, come on, Rob.
Is it Calipari's fault, or is it the NCAA who allows him to cheat, ruin a program, and move on to another school?
Another job.
Great point, though. It is the NCAA, but it's also cheating Calipari. All he does is whine, man. When they're losing, it's the media's fault, and when they're winning, it's his success.
All right, we appreciate it. I love it. What a passionate
Gerald,
call.
Stuff.
Very good. Don't forget, call again.
I don't mean any physically harm on Gino Auriemma.
I know.
Say,
please, Mark. Please put a disclaimer.
I don't want physical harm.
Somebody listening to Connecticut has already filed a police report.
Oh, Lord, no.
I'm not going to go after the guy. I just want a little nudge, just a little shove, you know, to say, hey, take that, Gino. There goes your ninth championship of your life. Is it? Are we done already? We just started. What happened to Becky? She was here. Oh, she left. All right, thanks for listening. We always appreciate it. Third week, guest getting started.
Watch out, Mark. Here comes the good part. December that I told you all through thick and thin. On up until the end. Parker's been your friend. I've been your friend. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Let's thank EP, Gary.
Gary.
Nick and his stream of streaming video minions. Sarah and Josh. Because you know what, Mark?
Josh, Sarah.
We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without him.
Tomorrow we got a trash talk and Tuesday situation. Don't forget iHeartRadio, our Twitter, Facebook. You can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. Anything you got, you hate us, you like us, you have no clue who we are, you can email us at that time. So you got that going for you, which is nice. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man, recorded live in front of a taped studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports overnight, Jason Smith or something, and Matt Shepard in the morning tomorrow from 7 to 10. We'll see you at that time, and I think you know what's next.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
NBC, see you later.
Lexi Thompson, call me.